Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Lloyd Ross, and I'm back here to talk to you about the power of side hustles, the power of a side hustle. What the heck is a side hustle? It's really simple. If you don't know what it is, it's where you do something on the side to earn extra income. Okay, it could be anything. In the old days, if you remember, it was those guys who used to pull up to the traffic lights and they would get out the squidgy and they would clean your windscreen, right? That was a side hustle for, you know, a dollar coin or gold coin. Side hustles have progressed since then, but they're very, very powerful. And especially if you're looking to progress your money, grow your money tree, build wealth, I think they are the best kept secret in all of wealth creation, okay? Personally, I think everyone has access to them. They're tremendous accelerators of wealth and cash flow and flexibility and leveling up and growing, and it's amazing what you can do with a side hustle. So very popular here in Australia and, of course, across the world now. I think the online space has just changed everything. I mean, freaking heck. Like, you can literally build secondary incomes and businesses from your phone and Wi-Fi, and that's it. How do I know? Because I've done it. It's crazy good when it comes to wealth creation. So what's the power? Why would you want to start a side hustle? Well, the first reason is because of this. I don't know if you've seen it, but inflation, okay, the rate at which prices of things go up, okay, is very low because, yeah, not people aren't spending a lot of money. So inflation's very low, all right? That's why interest rates are low. Trying to stoke the economy to increase spending. So when that happens, wage growth is really low. In fact, I think wage growth has been dead on arrival, zero, for the last 10 years. Which means if you're in a corporate job or you're in some sort of, you know, traditional working role, you wouldn't have had a pay rise for a long time. If you have, it wouldn't have been massive, all right? And I dare say bonuses wouldn't be too far behind them. So wage growth is 0%, basically. Now, what does that mean? It means people are looking for ways to take control of their own wage growth and create income for themselves. And that's why they've looked at a side hustle, because they're thinking, you know what? I can't wait another 10 years to get an increase in wage. I need a side hustle now. So the onset of mobile phones, online payments, social media, different business models, e-commerce has allowed people to actually build side hustles from their phone in their spare time. Okay. And once you do that, it's just like, it's giving yourself a wage rise. So for example, let's say you start a side hustle and you were able to just start off, right? Because every big business, right, was a side hustle. It was like a side thing, right? Like, it was not big. It didn't start out that way. So you start small. And let's say you start it, you know, you get going and you're not that good, but then you skill up and then you invest in yourself and then you keep going and then you keep going. And you create $500 a week, right? $500 a week. What is $500 a week? How powerful is that? Where is the power in this side hustle? Let me show you and explain to you. If you took the extra $500 a week from a side hustle, now keeping in mind, that's $25,000 a year pay rise, okay? Just remember that. When was the last time you gave yourself a $25,000 a year pay rise, right? This is why wouldn't you want to do that? Okay, especially if you haven't had a wage rise for so long or whatever it might be. So here's what happens. The $500, let's say you're making an extra, you put it into, let's say, an exchange traded fund or a managed portfolio or stocks, for example, and you put it in there. And let's say that you know, it's a stock market index fund you're putting it into and it returns 9% a year. If you go and put in these figures, $500 a week, starting from $1,000. So let's say you've saved $1,000, you start implementing or investing your $500 a week from your side hustle, okay, into an index fund that returns 9% a year, and you waited for 18 years, okay, $500 a week for 18 years, 9%. You'd have $1 million. Okay. If you your side hustle created $1,000 a week and you invested that into an ETF scenario at that rate of return, remember, this is not financial advice. I'm just because but the stock market historically has returned something like that, right? These aren't just made up figures. This is a possibility, all right, if you're patient and if the market performs like it has for the last 100 years. And you put in $1,000 and in 12 years' time at 9% return, if you don't touch it, it's worth $1 million. So you become a millionaire in 12 years if you just start a side hustle and allocate the funds you're creating each week into that. Okay? Powerful, powerful thing, powerful thing, right? It's in fact how we actually created our first $1 million. I started a side hustle myself with my wife. Accidentally, we fell into it, and it is now generating, you know, tremendous amounts of cash flow to us each and every single week. We haven't missed a payment in 7 years. And it's a wonderful global fund business, and it's accessible to anyone who has desire and has a bit of a nous, a bit of an entrepreneurial spirit, okay, to satisfy. And you know what? There are many different side hustles you can choose, okay? Now, I would suggest one that is online, because if you start a side hustle like a second job at, you know, the 7-Eleven or Uber or Uber Eats or whatever it is, you're trading your time for money. And if you're going to start a side hustle, do one where it's recurring income. Okay. Do one online. Do one you can do anywhere. My little sister posted something today on her Instagram. Her Instagram handle is, I'm going to make sure I get this right so I don't send you to the wrong place here. She just posted something now. Let me pull it up so I can give you the right address for her. So I am Sophia Ross. Okay. That's her Instagram handle. She posts amazing things about side hustle. She's got a successful side hustle. Okay. She's working full time, does it on the side. And she posted today, she said, these are my three side hustle non-negotiables. Okay. So if you're looking for a side hustle, this is the three non-negotiables. So they must satisfy these three requirements. One, make sure you are able to reach globally. Why? Because you can scale globally then, right? You're not confined to, you're not confined to a country or a territory or a capped market. Number two, make sure you don't have to hold any inventory. All right. You don't want to be holding any inventory. You want to be able to drop ship it get someone else to ship it. Okay. So you don't have to hold any inventory at home. Number three, make sure you can do it from your phone. Make sure you can do it from your phone so you can do it anywhere. You're literally walking around earning an income globally without holding any inventory. Can it be done? Of course it can be done. How do I know? I've done it. And she has done it as well. Okay. So, I've helped tons of people create a side hustle a certain way, but there's lots of different ways. So let's go through a couple of the ways. Ready? So if you're going to choose online, here's a few ways. Number one, affiliate marketing. Okay. Number two, network marketing. All right. Very powerful model, that one, because you get leverage. Number three would be Amazon FBA. Okay. More challenging, but possible. The fourth would be maybe Shopify, e-commerce, drop shipping from AliExpress. Okay. My sister-in-law does that. Okay. What else have we got? Info products. All right. I've got an info product business. If you've bought my book and any of my courses, that's an info product business. Okay. We sell financial education. You could do that. You could even write a book. You could, what else can you do? You can be a coach. You could start coaching, online coaching, right? Yeah, that's a bit more of a trading your time for money, but it's still very flexible and it's all online. Okay. You could become an influencer on Instagram. You could become a YouTuber. Okay. Very challenging, but definitely possible. Definitely possible. You could, what else can you do? I mean, a lot of people, a few people do trading. So they trade shares and trade FX, but that's very, 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 I want to say dangerous. Yeah, it is. It's dangerous. I mean, it's not great. And it's not like a recurring income. You have to actually sit there and trade. So it takes your time as well, right? So I think some of those there that I outlined is where you'd want to look and start. Does it require effort? 100%. Of course it does. Crazy. Like a side hustle. You got to put the hustle in the side. Okay. Can it be done from part-time? Yes. I mean, the idea is that you have a full-time job. So you work full-time at your job, Jim Rohn used to say, and part-time on your fortune. That's what I did. That's what my wife, Alicia, and I did. Worked full-time at our job and then part-time worked on our side hustle. Created a huge amount of wealth doing that. I think it's so, it's just going to get you ahead these days, a side hustle. And if you're going to select one, select a good one. I think I see so many people selecting ones they just don't know what they select one where you can model someone who's already having success there. That is the key. Okay. And just do what they do. That's how you succeed at it. All right. Now, what's cool about a side hustle is you can be creative. You can add extra income. If you invest it wisely and you are smart with your money, then of course you can compound that and diversify it into passive income assets, which is amazing. But your side hustle might also turn into a main hustle. And that's what happened to us. It might start out that you just want a few hundred dollars a week, but then it can turn into multiple thousands of dollars a week. All right. Some of my friends earn upwards of $20,000 a week net from what started for them as a side hustle. Okay. Now, of course, eventually they left their jobs and it turned into a main hustle, but it starts out as a side hustle. But you've got to give it a go. You've got to try. And you can't just go and give it a go for a few months. Get in there, dig your heels in and complete it, get it done. Spend a few years at it. I think a side hustle is a 4-year career to launch it. Is it worth it? Of course it is, without a shadow of doubt. Do you have to sacrifice a bit of leisure time here and there? Yes. Do you have to always be doing it 24/7? No, of course not, unless you really want to, okay? So there's a lot of flexibility around it. You can run it from your phone. I think a side hustle, you know, look at the power of what we just did with $500 a week, all right? You're talking about wealth creation here and building a share portfolio or a property portfolio asset base, you know, whatever it is. You need cash flow. And I think the greatest obstacle I see in people that ask me about money is I say to them, well, it's great you want to invest. How much have you got? What cash have you got? And they say, I don't have anything. So I think to myself, what the heck? Like, you've got to start earning money. Stop spending so much time at leisure. Start working more. If you can't get enough income from your job, start a second job or a side hustle. Do it. Sacrifice your leisure time and start making money. Okay. You got to sacrifice to get ahead and then invest it with intelligence. Okay. Don't get into debt. Stay out of debt. Invest it with intelligence. Have patience. It'll come. All right. The Lambos don't come in 2 minutes. We've already done an episode on you know, money mindset and a jackpot money mindset. Patience. All right. So the power of the side hustle is in the compound effect of the cash flow you create. And of course, in the financial flexibility you have, in the choices you can make with extra cash flow, plus in this day and age, you can actually run one from your phone. Remember the non-negotiables. Okay. If you want to see more, go and follow my little sister, I Am Sophia, on Instagram. All right. She's got some amazing posts. So there you go. Leave me, if you go to my Instagram and you want to ask me about side hustles or leave comments on my stuff, I'd love to get your questions if you have any on it. Okay, so love to hear some more questions about side hustles. I'd love to come and do an episode on each one of those. And I'd love to interview some people. I'm going to do that, actually. I think it's the best kept secret in wealth creation ever, and we need to talk more about it. Okay, so thanks for tuning into this episode of Money Grows on Trees, and I can't wait to see you on the next episode.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.